Hello, this is Pastor Rick Burcham, and this is a re-recording of a message that I gave on November 29th. And when we went to publish the sermon online, realized that the wrong microphone was being used, and so it had nothing on it. So this is an attempt to share that message. I pray that God will use it in a way. It, for me personally, I am not actually preaching to a live group at the moment. So, but hopefully my brain can pretend that I am and share a message. It will not be exactly the one since I'm just working from notes. But I pray that you still receive a blessing from listening to this message and appreciate you listening in. This Advent season, we're taking a look at Jesus' birthday candles. And it's not about age like we do on our birthday cakes and put candles representing how old we are, but we're looking at candles that share about his attributes and benefits that are ours for knowing him. And today is the prophet candle. It is about hope. You know, where do we put our hope? In whom do we put our hope? Isaiah has an answer for us in our scripture today. And there's Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 25 through 31. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The word of God for the people of God. You know, we certainly do get weary and exhausted. And the toll that 2020 has had on us with in the middle of this pandemic, you know, it's been a tough year because of COVID. COVID has affected people's health. It has affected people's finances. And families are dealing with death because of COVID. There's this uncertainty. There's working from home. There's wearing masks. We're doing online church. You know, and when we are in person, we're doing mask and social distancing, and half of our pews are cut off. And, you know, all these things. And, you know, the world's answer in many ways sometimes just says, get over it, or it's not real, or snap out of it. Whenever we have things coming in our lives, you know. And the world just say, well, let's just get back to normal. Let's go back to that. Surely, even now, there are a lot of folks saying 2021 surely will be better. The vaccine is coming. And reactions, and, you know, change with the news that changes. But we find ourselves with this weariness and this exhaustion. But there's a solution for weariness and exhaustion. It is hope in the Lord. We can exchange our strength for his. You know, in the scripture, it says to renew our strength. But it really is a Hebrew word that is translated in other places as exchange. It's like an exchange. It's so think of this as exchanging our strength for his. When we're down and hurting, God doesn't tell us to snap out of it. He doesn't tell us to grow up, get a life. What he tells us is to wait for me, depend on me, lean on me, place your hope in me. We can have these wings of an eagle. We can run the race. We can walk in life, all with God's strength and not our own. Maybe our life is more like the eagle than what we think. Or it might be, my apologies, it might be more like Carl Sandburg is quoted as saying, There is an eagle in me that wants to soar, and there is a hippopotamus in me that wants to wallow in the mud. Isn't that true? There's an eagle in us sometimes that wants to soar, and sometimes we're just a hippopotamus that wallows in the mud. And Sir Winston Churchill is said to have shared, "When the eagles are silent, the parrots begin to jabber." And certainly we find too much jabbering going on in our world. You know, when eaglets learn to fly, and I'm certainly no expert, but when they learn to fly, the way they learn is mama eagle, just sort of scoots them to the edge of the nest that's high up on a cliff, and pretty soon they fall out of the nest. And as they're trying to figure out their wings on the way down, just before they're about to hit the ground, Father Eagle grabs them and takes them back up to the nest, and they start all over again. But eventually they learn to fly. And the way eagles fly, other than that first launch with their mighty wings, is that they are dependent on the winds for their survival. They just spread that long wingspan out and just ride the winds. When the storms come, they use the winds to lift them up above the storms. We need to do a similar thing spiritually as we put our hope in the Lord, get into His wind, and rely on His strength. Charles Wald Jr. Has an expanded paraphrase, and I like the way he said it. He said, "Yet those who with a sure expectancy look to the Lord will have their strength exchanged for His strength, and will be able to live supernaturally in the impossible situations they face, and live supernaturally in contrast to their natural weaknesses and fleshy responses." That's a paraphrase of verse 31. You know, this Advent season, look with expectancy to the coming of Christ, to the hope we have in Him. Remember, God never commands us to do something that He will not enable us to do. God is the one who makes us soar above the storm.